let's just stop for a moment and just talk a little bit about this list of midos toivos that Chazal say that if a person is oyves ishtek gufay mechab de yoyse migufay madrich banu with noise of derech hishom asin and samach lepirkam all of akasav oimer viyodata kishalom oyalecha. And if someone is oyves shchenov, he's makarves kroivov, he's noise bas achoisoy, and he's malvasela la'ani b'shas tochkoy, all of akasav oimer, regarding him the pasuk says os tikrova shem yane tishava viyoymer hineni. So number one, hamasin samach lepirkam. Someone has children and he marries them off. Samach lepirkan. All of akasav oimer is considered a very good thing. V'yodato kishalom oylecha. So what does it mean that a person marries his children samach lepirkan? Pirkan means samach to the time that they're gdailah. Meaning it sounds like he's marrying off his children when they're ktan. Zok ta'isviz. That bishloima, his daughters, I understand. A father has a right to marry off his daughter even when she's a ktana. Esbiti nasati le'ishazeh. Upper. Bonav Hakatan, his sons, L'chayra, a father can't be Mekadesh, his son, Medei Raisa. And even Midrabanan, the Gemara says, that Chazal will never Masakin Nesuin for a Katan. So if that's the case, what does it mean that someone is being Masi Bonav Samach Lepirkan? So if it only means Ktano is Beseder. But if it means Ktanim, what would it even mean? So Tosfos says, Abonav Namikai. Really, it means Bonav as well. And v'avagav the katan leitakinu le'rabbanon nesuin. Even though you don't find nesuin anywhere by a katan, mikamakim lahachi takinu le'nesuin. If azoyvayit Chazal were mesakin nesuin, d'leihavi bilasay bilazos. That the bila won't be a bilasnos. So it's true, a katan has no nesuin medei rai. So even with the rabbanon, there's no nesuin. However, if a father decides that he wants his katan to be married, the marriage works on some level. Lahachi takinu le'nesuin. Lashon of Tosfos. It sounds like on some level there is a takon of nesuin. D'leihavi bilasay. Also, Bila's nos, that at the very least, his Bila's not going to be a Bila's nos. I saw Rabbi Yosef Enkel in his Gulyoni Ashas, right here, on our Gemara, he mutches a little bit to understand the gedder of what this Nesuin is. Meaning, it sounds like it is a Nesuin. So we know throughout Shas, there's no Nesuin for a Katan. But on some level, it sounds like there is a Nesuin. The Lashon of Tosfos is, L'hochi takinu le Nesuin. He says it's Pasha, you'd have to have Birchas Chasanim. So I'm the Gulyoni Ashas, where he talks a little bit what the exact nature, what the exact gedder of this Nesuin is going to be. But I once heard from Rabbi Yosef Ernst the Shlita, he said something beautiful. He said that we know we say by a bris, Kishem Shenichnas Labris, Ken Yikones L'Toyra U'L'Chupa L'Masim Toifin. And the Beis Yosef in Hilchas Mila asks that L'Chura, the order would seem to be misplaced. Ken Yikones L'Toyra, then Chupa Masim Toifin. When is a child Chayiv in Toyra? Presumably when he becomes Bar Mitzvah. Chupa? We spoke about this last night. Shmoin Esrei L'Chupa. And Masim Toivim is again Bar Mitzvah. So what's this lashon of Ken Yikones L'Toyra U'L'Chupa U'L'Masim Toivim? So he said Gevaldik. He said, we've spoken at many times that the Rogachov Goyin and the Kashuk Lover Goyin Shtei Goyinim Nischavnu L'Dover Echad. And that is that even though we know that a cotton's potem in a mitzvah, but K'tanim Achayiv in one mitzvah. The Chayiv in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The Rogachov said that it has to be that a cotton's Chayiv in Talmud Torah. He said, because if a cotton wouldn't be Chayiv in Talmud Torah, how could you expect him the day he becomes Bar Mitzvah to suddenly be obligated in 613 mitzvahs? He has to have a training period. There would have to be a certain amount of time where he's able to learn the mitzvahs. So instead, the Rogachov advised to is a cotton's Chayiv in Talmud Torah. And like this, the night he becomes Bar Mitzvah, all of a sudden it gets thrown on him 613 mitzvahs. So he said, a cotton is definitely Chayiv in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The Kajal Glover Goyim was my Chiachif in the Gemara Masech the Shabbos, the Eino Oilam Neskayim Elabish Vil Hevel Piem Shal Tinoiki Shal Beis Rabbim. And he said, if a cotton's not Mekayim a mitzvah when he learns Torah, it's impossible, it's Umeglach, that the Kiyam Oilam should be based on the Torah of the Ketanim. It's Yidur. Baron Kotler said, it's not the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, it's the Chefza of Talmud Torah. But the point is that, said Reb Ernster, it comes out that according to these Goyim, a cotton is Chayiv in Torah, even before his bar mitzvah. Chuppah, Shmoin Esrei L'Chuppah. But at the same time, the Gemara says, Hamasiach Samach L'Pirkan, Olav HaKasav Oimer V'Yodato Kishalom Oyalecha. So there's an Indian for a child to get married, Samach L'Pirkan, right around the time of bar mitzvah. And when is he chayv amasim toivim? That's when he becomes bar mitzvah. So ha'oye said Rav Ernster. That's the seder. Kishem shenichnas lebris ken yikones l'toira u'lechupo l'masim toivim. First toira because a cotton, and as soon as he becomes a bar das, he's a bar hachi, he's chayv in the mitzvah talmud toira. Then comes chupa because chupa is going to be chayv in samach lepirkam. And then finally masim toivim, he's going to be chayv in when he becomes bar mitzvah. That's the first taira.